Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. My name is Joe, over there is Joe Smith.
Bambaleo!
Bambalea! Sitting wedged between us in a Sloppy Joe sandwich, it's Dom!
You're the chicken katsu to our freshly sliced potato bread.
Ooh, does that sound nice?
Shredded iceberg lettuce. Shredded iceberg lettuce.
But do you know what's intertwined with the lettuce? Very, very, very finely shredded white cabbage. Yes?
Bit of vinegar.
Yeah, maybe spring, very, very, very finely sliced spring onion as well.
And on the side to our butty, it's a delicious packet of crisps.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, hello everyone.
And you are looking very crisp at the moment, Ethan, if I do may say so myself. Shredded, fried, bagged.
Well, that's because the glasses have returned.
Oh. It's not just the glasses, though, is it? Or glasses, as you say, like it's an island with big tortoises on it. You've got all sorts of new things going on, haven't you, Eth?
Oh, yes. Well, if you've noticed, actually, no one can notice because of the camera, Joe.
Yeah.
But if I was to stand up...
Again, I mean, it's quite dark, so he's just... Ethan's got new pants.
But... Importantly, I've only worn two different pairs of jeans for the last year and a half, so I finally bought some new trousers.
But they were both quite slim fit, weren't they, the ones you had before?
Oh, yes, and you used to tell me off for them.
And I never told him off.
Yeah, because as a small person, why did you want to look smaller?
What's Paul Merson got to do with this?
No, sorry, not Paul Merson. Small person.
Oh. Does that have that effect? Tighter clothes, the smaller you look. Is that correct?
Well that's why
if you close your eyes and think of your body and your clothes as a single silhouette. The tighter your clothes, the narrower the silhouette, the smaller you therefore look.
Oh, yes.
Do you know, let's say an American football player looks bigger because they've got those big pads on, bigger, wider, broader.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
So what's the make of these trousers?
These are corduroy.
Oh, who's Roy?
They're not corduroy, sorry.
Where are you getting the L from, big boy?
In the name.
Okay.
Do you know what he's trying to say?
I do know what he's trying to say.
And what is he trying to say?
He's trying to say corduroy.
Corduroy. Oh.
He's putting an L in there, though, isn't he? Corduroy.
Well, I've never touched the material before.
Yeah. Never?
I've never laid hands on them.
And it's when you touch them that you realise that L just isn't there, isn't it? That's how it works with materials.
Well, it's a massive W for me, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah. What is your waist?
What about my waist?
What is it?
I don't know. It's quite swollen at the minute, so it's probably a bit bigger.
But roughly, what are you waist-wise?
22?
Do you know what?
30?
Do you know you? 30.
I don't know.
What are you, Joe?
I'm still repping a 36.
Really?
Blood pressure's gone down, though.
Is that because of...
Why? What's your waist? 36?
34.
I'm 2 inches bigger than you. Yeah. Blood pressure's gone down.
Has it?
Yeah.
How come?
Blueberries. Did a blood pressure after London Wing Fest at my mum's house. Needless to say, it was through the roof. So my mum got very worried and sent me home with her blood pressure kit.
Yeah.
And... I got into
home with her blood pressure.
Yeah. I'm not buying my own one.
Mum, right, look here, Joe. I'm sending you with my blood pressure. Don't take the piss out of it. Let's swap for now.
Got in touch with the doctors. Doctor. Well, online. It's all online now. Went online, went doctor, blood pressure's high. It is all online. Well, it's quicker online. I'm not calling up. Doctor, blood pressure's high. What should I do? And... he said, take your blood pressure for the next 7 days. Took a while to get back to me. I can report I've left the red. I'm now firmly in the orange.
Oh!
And I've got my eyes set on yellow.
And after that, a very slightly lighter yellow.
Oh, I'm fine with yellow.
Then there's three further yellows. Then there's a dark, dark, dark green.
You can't be a man who lives my lifestyle who can dream of green. No you have to be comfortable.
Let alone NHS blue, which is the lowest of the low, isn't it? And then
that's
it goes the other
too
way.
Worrying.
Then it's purple, then it's back to red somehow. Because when you've got a blood pressure of 8/9.
What if you drop dead?
What?
You could drop dead.
What form?
I know you're very jolly, but some people, and that kind of gives the impression that you're going to live forever. But there's been a lot of larger human beings who have been very jolly, and then they've just dropped dead at like 40.
Santa Claus.
What, yeah, is he
John,
dead?
John Candy.
Yeah, he died.
John Candy. Yeah, well,
John Kennedy. He died like that.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
One bullet's all it took.
Was all it took.
Was he a jolly man?
Each of those.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, I don't think the Cubans would agree, but what I will say is, it didn't take long, did it?
No.
And in a way, each one of those wings is like a bullet. It's going
past your head.
So that, how have you brought it down?
Blueberries.
Then? How many?
I've Googled it. I'm a pack a day. I'm on a pack of blueberries a day.
They're superfoods.
But isn't it funny how, at one point, you think the blood pressure machine's going to take your arm off? You think, why it can't get any tighter than it actually is right now.
Yeah.
And all it is a little small machine. And it does, it gets to the point where you think, really uncomfortable.
I think someone's
now
invented that to do it. There's no need in it being that tight. Someone's just tweaked it so it's actually tighter than it needs to be.
Really?
Just give them a little
God knows
bit of
what
it.
Reason that
yeah.
would.
What's your blood pressure like? Do you know?
It's okay now. Oh. I've just stopped drinking.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know what we'll do. I'll bring the machine in next pod.
Let's have a blood pressure off.
That feels. Mine can tend to tip into the yellow and orange at times.
Why? Because of stress.
I don't know what it is. They call it white coat syndrome, don't they? Sometimes when your blood pressure goes up when you go to the doctors. When I measure it at home, it's usually okay. When I do it at the doctors, it's slightly raised.
Because I got a finger up your ass.
Wow. And is that because of the nervousness? Like you're nervous, or is it because their machine's a little bit better?
Who knows? No, I think it's the same one.
It can't be the same one. My machine at home barely does fuck all. Like,
really?
It's very basic. I keep thinking maybe the numbers are wrong and I'm still in the red, but we move on.
This is a woman there like that, painting her nails and your blood pressure, and she goes, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, whatever.
But stress can cause high blood pressure, can't it?
Yeah.
Famously.
Yeah. How have you been, Dom?
Dom's diary. Here and there, in my bed, at work. I don't think I enjoy working as a concept or a thing to do. I don't think it agrees with me. I think I need to somehow earn, or not earn. I don't think I'll be earning money. I think I somehow need to come across lots of money. Or wait a minute, I need to wheedle money out of someone.
Mm. Yeah, what do you think the best way, like the way that you'd enjoy
to wheedle
getting money the most? Is it? I've got three options for you. One, go for a big walk, find a dragon sat on a load of coins. Classic fantasy trope. Sleeping dragon, shitload of coins. Two, elderly lady, recently divorced, dead, husband.
Lives in the Lake District.
Lives in the Lake District. Estate that is, I wouldn't say rotting, but certainly creaking. Mm. You can sort of get in there, maybe 2 to 10 years of sort of...
But is that asset rich, cash poor?
It's asset rich, cash poor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's almost, we can sell this sucker to the National Trust.
Sell some assets.
Almost. Sell some assets. Or the third one... duffel bag full of bloodstained notes, but and I'm talking full of notes.
Do I have to fight? Do I have to slay the dragon?
Well, that's all I'm giving you on all three. Remember, 2 to 10 years of potential.
Well, I don't know if the dragon will wake.
Exactly.
I'm not that light-footed around flame-wielding beasts.
Famously.
I think
would you try and kill it whilst it was sleeping so then you wouldn't be worrying?
I'm not allowed to talk about violence or daggers anymore.
Dom's been reading the comments and he was texting me some comments last night and he's got a little bit upset.
What was the comments?
Someone said I need arresting. I'm dangerous. I'm a danger to society. I'm a psychopath. I need help.
They didn't say that.
Yeah.
All they said is, Dom is dangerous. Arrest him. Which could have been a joke.
Can we guess on what bit he might have been talking about? Was it the bit where you say, to go to sleep, you imagine stabbing people?
Yes.
Well,
and I think some people have taken that to heart.
Well,
quite literally.
In the heart.
I think what I said at the time was relevant, and I think I'll stand by those words. And I think as a child you use lots of things to self-medicate.
Self-soothe.
Yeah.
It's self-soothing, isn't it?
And that happened to be mine at the time.
Violence.
God strike me down!
Don't get in. Don't read the comments too much, mate. It'll be sound.
I need the validation.
And almost I need the pump. Nice.
I need a little bit of pump.
So put some nice comments in for Dom in the comments.
Yeah, just put a love heart.
I kind of, when I go on the YouTube studio, I sometimes go for like a flurry of just liking every comment.
Yeah, Joe liked that when I saw that.
Did you?
Suddenly after I go, I think I like that one.
No, I'm not sensitive
if
at all.
If I like that comment, it's just me going like
No, I'm not sensitive. I'm not sensitive at all.
No.
Have you ever been told off at work, like shouted at work?
Yes.
And how do you cry?
And this was like last year.
What happened?
I was working for this small fat Italian man, this very camp Italian man in a little town in Oldham.
So Oldham, then? A little town in Oldham.
Little town in Bethlehem. In a little town in Bethlehem.
Oldham. Lancashire.
He put me on the coffee machine and I went on my break and I said, oh, if you need any help while I'm on my break, just give me a shout and I'll come down and help you with the coffee machine. He's like, he said, are you fucking stupid? I was like, something's awry here. I've done something wrong.
That's not a usual response, is it?
That's not usual. And then I was a bit sad about that. And then he was very huffy. No, very huffy with me all day long. And I kept tripping him over when he came upstairs with hot plates of food.
On purpose?
No. Real psychopathy. But get a bigger restaurant. It is bigger
now.
They've moved to a bigger place now.
So why would you trip him up?
Because the space between the coffee machine and the wall where he was coming up was about that thin. There's actually a theme with me in narrow passages in my life, of tripping things up and knocking into things in narrow passages. And and then I cried. I cried a lot. And I said, I don't think I can handle it. And his husband kept saying, oh, don't worry. It's just his Mediterranean temperament. I said, he's not Mediterranean temperament. He's just an asshole.
Mm.
And he was downstairs for a bit, and someone ruined their eggs. He was like, I'll kill you! My fucking eggs! Where are my fucking eggs? And everyone could hear in the restaurant, everyone's just like that. I fucking hate you! Why did I marry you? I'll kill you!
Mad.
Really? All the comments on Google Review are like, lovely eggs, but the Italian man is horrible.
But I'll be honest, the look of eggs there is a pure
was screaming.
That's absolutely
that's
horrendous.
Intense.
No, it was really, really horrible.
Well, that's good then that it's not your fault and you're out.
No, but I always think it's my fault.
I feel sorry for his husband.
I also do, but then I also don't because he's still with him. So
he married him.
Fool me once, more fool you.
Have you been told off at work? Not this work that you're in.
Yeah,
now.
I've been told off at work. Sure.
Yeah. You've never been sacked, though, have you?
I've never been sacked. No, I've never had a real like bollocking. I've obviously had the bits where you get called in and you get given a warning for being late or whatever when I've worked at bars or not doing the right thing or getting something wrong. But I've never had like a vicious. I've never had anyone scream at me like that.
Never cried.
No. Although I don't like it.
Yeah.
I must say, I did work
for an Italian family. There was a lot of shouting there, now and again. One of the Belgians got told off and was being too generous with the ice cream. My scoops were particularly large.
It was because you were using your bare hands. Who would like an ice cream? A bigger minnow. Got it? Do you know when they dip it in the water? I don't need that.
Well, that is, of course, where the ice cream cone was invented, wasn't it?
Go on.
A 5-minute walk from here in Ancoats, in Little Italy.
What?
The ice cream cone was invented in Manchester. Did you know this? Because it was to stop diseases. Because back in the day, you used to just buy ice cream on like a slate and you used to eat it and then hand it back. And diseases were going around. And to combat that, an Italian man in Manchester made a little wafer for you to place your ice cream on. So then you eat the wafer after that. True.
That's really good.
And there's a plaque of it in Ancoats. Because back in the day, you just all share, like, you'd have a go at yours, pass it back, you'd give it a little wash.
It's amazing, isn't it, how, like almost everything that we consider to be standard, like, whether that be, like, what you wear, what you eat, how you go about your day, it kind of, almost all of it is post-World War II. Before the Second World War, life was just shit almost all the time, especially pre-sort of 20th century. Like everything was just crap. Like, oh, well, let's all eat ice cream off a slate. And you look when that was. I bet it wasn't even that long ago. I bet you it wasn't.
But it was a nice, joyful communal
activity. No, it wasn't. Everyone's teeth fell out and you died when you were 38.
I wouldn't be texting you over Facebook. I'd be looking at you in the eye when I was eating that ice cream.
When you were abusing
and
me
we'd be
over
talking,
text.
We'd be talking to each other.
Also, they wouldn't have had a lot of flavours either.
No.
Look at the flavours now. We've got too many.
Yeah, Tutti Frutti. What even is that?
Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah.
Pistachio is my personal favourite.
Like, what ice cream flavours did they have?
I bet it's a sugar flavour.
Because I'm going to say vanilla wouldn't have existed.
No, vanilla doesn't exist.
Where are you getting that from? Madagascan vanilla? Yeah, like fuck you are. You're just having milk flavour.
Milk flavour ice cream is quite nice.
It is actually quite nice.
Give me a break. Give me a raspberry rip.
Here's a question for you. How particular are you with your toilet roll?
Incredibly so.
We're thinking about making a change in the house. Because here's how we buy our toilet roll. Joe, we ran out. Oh, fucking hell. And I go to Big Savers, which is our local convenience store.
Yeah.
Just buy...
The one next to the pub?
Yeah, just buy a cheap packet and...
So you're
rinse
literally...
and repeat.
Living life on the edge?
Yeah, we're still like very much in our sort of... Feels like we're still quite student-y when it comes to toilet roll. Yeah. We don't hardly splash the cash.
But there is a splash.
I'm used to finger breaking through. That's how poor my toilet
getting in
roll
touch
is.
With your inner self.
Mmm.
So you don't ever sort of pre-plan, we've got four rolls left, that's probably going to last us like 5 days, let's buy some now.
The time I think about the toilet roll is when I'm on the toilet and I realise there's none left.
Have you ever had to wipe your ass with an unfolded toilet tube?
I've had to wipe my ass with lots of different things.
Go on.
In the outdoors, leaves and grass were key.
Grass, way too narrow, but yeah.
Yeah, but not if you have a big chunk of it, like a brush, wipe it down, chuck it. In the house, I've done it all. Dettol wipes. That was a fucking nightmare.
It's got a sting.
Socks.
Classic.
Done that.
Yeah.
What?
Socks.
Socks is the name of his British short hair. The cat that he has.
Wait, no, you use socks?
Not in my own house, but indoors of my own socks, yeah.
To wipe your bum?
Yeah, and then Becky's got these really small circle makeup wipes. And once I had to do that, and that was a fucking...
I was rolling
the dice with that.
Because you'd need so many as well, the little makeup. It looked like loads of little hors d'oeuvres, didn't it? Mm. You could serve them on a tray at a nice dinner party.
That's fucking disgusting.
That is fucking...
Yeah, it is disgusting.
Why can't you just, if you're in your house, go in the shower?
Go in the shower? What, straight away after?
Why are you using socks and... tapas or whatever Joe said.
First of all, I don't want a shower. Shower's hassle.
Do you hate showering?
No, I actually really love it. But not if I had to shower every time I shit, the water bill would be through the roof.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking hell, that's 5 showers today.
I gave myself a homegrown bidet yesterday. I kind of, you know, when you don't get everything wiping, I leant over the bath on my... squatting over the bath, yeah. And just kind of scooping the water up my arse, or like some kind of nutter in a public fountain.
It's kind of got ancient Greek sort of royalty to it though as well, in a sense.
Why was your arse that bad?
No, I just thought I'd make it thorough because I've been quite anxious about my arsehole over the past couple of weeks.
Why?
Is it I just think away, I need, it needs more attention.
A bit. It's getting away from you a little
you
bit.
You gave
isn't
it plenty of attention a few weeks ago.
No.
Oh, sorry. We had to cut that bit out.
Oh yeah, good. Glad you did. No, I think I'm getting to that age where I'm finding it difficult to wipe my own asshole.
No,
that's not an
come
age.
Come on.
That's not an
how
age.
Old are you? 32. That should be a conversation you have in your late 60s, early 70s.
I'm struggling to get out of bed.
Fucking late 80s, what are you on about? Late 60s?
I ain't prepared to...
Fucking, do you think Roy Hodgson can't wipe his own arse? He's like 77.
I bet he groans when he does it.
Yeah, but he still does.
I find it difficult getting out of chairs,
there isn't
out of the bath, out of bed.
That's a size issue, I'm afraid. It's not an age thing. Why can't you get to your own bum?
It's very difficult.
It's not difficult.
It's not,
we all do it.
It's incredibly difficult. I don't know if you've ever tried.
So you can't get to, but you can bend over in a bath and scoop water into your own arsehole.
Yeah, but I was scooping and splashing. I was aiming the water. So it'd be like...
You need what I've got.
What's that?
The
it's like an advert. You need what I've got.
You need what I've got. The toilet mounted shower.
What?
What's that?
What? The bum. You know what I've got.
I don't think so.
The bum gum.
Tell me about the bum gum. Do you know he's got a bum gum?
Yes. Bum gum?
We've talked about it loads.
No, not, have we, Ethan?
Bum we talked about it when I got back from Thailand and Vietnam. I bought a bum gum.
He's never told us this, has he?
I think he has.
Of course I have.
I recall it now.
I put it, it attaches to the side of the toilet. You just aim it at your booty, but it's got a higher pressure than your dirty little flaps.
I was in your house quite recently. I never saw the bum gun.
We weren't looking hard enough, were you?
Well, I didn't go to the toilet.
Do you know what? Does it get you going?
Huh?
It does, doesn't it? What does it feel like if the higher pressure's
on? Well, you like a... does, doesn't it?
No.
Does that get you going? Does that bum gun get you going?
Yeah, no, because you give me a look to say... You give me a look to say, hold on. What the? He's using that bum gun for the last 5 minutes.
It's not a sexual procedure.
Hey, mate, hey, mate, that bum gun get you going, mate. I bet it does, doesn't that bum gun?
Joe looking over the toilet cubicle at that. That bum gun get you going, does it?
Yeah, you're fucking using that gun, aren't you?
No, it doesn't, to answer your question in a word.
No.
Unfortunately not. What have you two been up to then? Because I heard you two went out for some food or something, Joe and Ethan.
Me and Ethan went to a brilliant festival called... Neighbourhood Festival. Now, we went separately.
Neighbourhood, as in Neighbourhood Weekender, formerly?
No, the weekend is in Warrington, and that is going to happen in May. But the festival is where they take... Basically, imagine Oxford Road in Manchester. There's like 12, 13 venues down that one road. They take over all of them from 12 till 9 p.m.
I used to work on Oxford Road.
Which
and
one?
I think I've which Oxford Road?
Yeah.
Oh, the one in fucking...
London. No.
No. In Manchester.
Right, okay.
It's Oxford Street.
Where?
Where the university is near the Natural History Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not where
this
is?
Yeah, that is, yeah. Of course, from the academy is there. Mm-hmm. And Ethan got 3 tickets, didn't you, Ethan?
Oh, yes. Thanks to Joe, he got me and my merry men from Newcastle some free media passes. And I must say... I did feel quite bad using them at some point.
Did you? Why?
Well, there was this woman, you see, called... well, shall I explain the event first?
Yeah, go
Give
for
us
it.
A little background.
So, and tell us who you're with as well, because they're nice lads.
Do you ever listen to the Rest Is Politics podcast? Do you know that? Obviously, you're aware of the podcast. Do you know when Rory Stewart does his little explainer?
And he goes,
let me just break that down first.
Break it down for us.
And he'll, do the little Rory Stewart. Yeah, great, yeah. Thank you. Yep. So you do that. You do the little Rory Stewart. What? Let me just break this down for you quick. Go on.
Okay. Sorry.
I like the voice. Yeah.
Oh, I felt a bit silly.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, so what happened was we the Neighbourhood Festival, I think it was 11 different venues, all these different, like, small bands, small artists, some bigger artists.
Wow.
Some not so big, but you got to go around.
A variety
and have a
of sizes of artists.
I think that would be a more succinct way of saying it. And so we had a little poodle round, you see. So it was me, Jack, also known as The Heed. And
why is he known as The Heed?
Oh, he's the Gates' biggest fan.
He's Gates' biggest fan?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we went around all the different places. Well, I say that, we went to a place called the Bread Shed. Have you heard of that?
No.
Oh, well, it's a music venue. Too loud. Way too loud. The bands were... When they were warming up, they could only do their mic test like we would do here, you know, like you want a tens. Just 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. And they kept doing that for about half an hour.
No, they didn't.
I went
no way. They did it for half an hour.
Honestly, my mind nearly blew off.
There's no way you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. My mind nearly blew off. And then the man started getting...
What's up with Ethan? His mind's blew off.
Honestly. Yeah. Then the little man loved his guitar so, so much. He was waving his hair around and giving it a good go.
Grow up, lads.
Well, yeah, that was nice, but I didn't like... It was too loud for me. And then we went to across the road to the Deaf Institute, ironically enough, after my ears had been blowing off. I felt appropriate going there. And I saw...
Great stuff.
I saw a woman called Alessi Rose. Have you heard of her?
No.
You heard of her, Dom?
No.
No. So the dog's not in a mirror either.
Well, nor had I. So all these girls had been waiting outside for this woman, and they'd been waiting for an hour, and the security's going, these girls have been waiting for an hour and they're not going to get in. And then me, Nick and Jack rock up and we go, media access, please. Yeah.
Tight, that, innit?
Really tight.
Could have brought someone with you.
And we stormed in.
You went straight in.
And packed, we were the last three in, so everyone else wasn't allowed in.
Are you joking? Oh. You didn't even know who this artist was?
No, didn't. No. Fucking clue, did he?
And it was like I was at some kind of fucking Disney event. She was very good. She got the crowd good, but all the teenage girls are singing along, and we're 25-year-old blokes just
three
looking
around.
Three
pervy men in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit wild, that, isn't it?
The Heed.
The Heed's the arrived.
He's in the back.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Doing what God
dirty
knows
pervy.
What.
Oh, dirty, God. Pervy Geordies. Oh. How long did you stay for?
Well, it was only half an hour long, and then we met Michael O'Neill, the Northern Ireland manager.
Brilliant.
Where was he? Was it at Neighbourhood Festival?
He was at Afflex and Brown.
Did you say hello to him?
Fuck me. By the way, can I just point out, so I went to extreme lengths to get Ethan this ticket.
What did you do?
Well, I had to message someone. But
it's really extreme, that.
So, 12 till 10 the day is. Ethan?
Oh, that was it. That's all we did. We had two things.
The two things.
What, so you're there for about...
£100 worth of tickets, you'd say.
An hour?
Three VIP tickets. Went for an hour. It's 12 hours long.
Unbelievable. So when did you two meet up then?
Well, I went during the day, went to Gorilla nice and early, saw a great artist called Chloe Slater. Then I went to see you, mate.
I went to school with a girl called Chloe Slater.
Yeah?
Same
person?
Does
she sing?
No.
Is she 22?
She'll be older than that be now. She'll be older than that to be now.
Yeah, but I thought you could have been in year six and she was in like reception.
Possible. She'd be older than that to be now.
Yeah. And then I went to see Luke, who's going to Thailand for 6 months.
Is that the full name of the artist?
No.
Unwieldy, isn't it, on an album sleeve?
No, I'm going to be a future Glastonbury headliner. And that's when I went to see Ethan and his merry men inside a boozer just at the top of the road.
What was it like being with Joe while he's not drinking? Because I've obviously, Joe in a pub is one of the great sights, but he's doing Sober October, and it's only, as we record this, it's only the 10th of October. The 9th of October. So what was it like with him not boozing? Was it a bit weird?
Well, sure, I've got something to tell you.
Before you do tell me that, I remember when Joe had a go at me about 2 weeks ago for doubting that he would do Sober October. He goes, Dry Jan, I can never get through it. But Sober October, I do it every year, he said.
No, so Dry Jan's the one I can definitely do.
Absolutely.
Nothing goes on in January. Sober October is hard. Especially when you've got a gig like this.
Especially when you get to that first weekend of the month. You know, that challenging first weekend of the month. So anyway, he didn't drink, obviously. What was it?
Well, Joe. He had these, like, flavoured water alcoholic cans, which I think he said he had nine of.
Nine.
So,
nine.
I think not drinking is mainly because I don't want to drink beer and Guinness. I'm trying to be a little bit more healthy. So then someone was like, these, the White Claws, which I know of, like the hard seltzers, it's just flavoured water. It's like 5%.
So I said, it's the 5% bit that's crucial in the whole not drinking vibe, though, isn't it?
And then I went and had one of them and thought, they're nice, them. And then I stuck on them all night.
How many did you have?
Yeah. Double figures.
Really?
I don't mean to be very sanctimonious, but I've found a new personality and stride in my life ever since I've stopped drinking and going down that foul road. But Joe, I think you possibly may have a drink problem.
Here's the thing. You drink every single night. You did drink every single night.
No, I mean to drink. It's all there.
Drink.
I went to a gig full of people. That was great. And I... had a beer.
How often do you go out, though?
Once a week.
You go out loads of times, don't you?
No, I don't. Once a week.
Oh, right, fair enough.
I had an event on the Friday night.
Take it all back, then.
I had an event on the Friday night at a brewery and got off with free beer. Jewel Brewery.
And got off with the owners.
Jewel Brewery, by the way.
And I got off with a beer.
They put the Croquette Boys up in the beer garden. It was amazing. Mm. Got off with free beer all night. Didn't touch it.
Really?
I was driving.
But it's the White Claw that you promised, isn't it?
I was driving.
It says Croquette Boys.
See, I only had four that night.
It says Croquette Boys.
So here's the thing. I did one weekend. It was great. Felt great.
blood pressure was dropping. Right, let's work this
the
out.
Blood pressure
right?
is well, since after the booze on Saturday.
So the blood pressure was coming down. You're on the Blueberries.
Still on the Blueberries.
Your skin is looking
pack
less
a day.
Red.
Pack a day.
You've lost a little bit of that redness that you sometimes bring with you. You're looking well.
It's 'cause the temperature's nice, isn't it?
Your hair's looking thick.
Fair, yeah, plump. Yeah, whatever.
Your t-shirt is. You know,
mustard.
Mustard, as always. And then the White Claws hit.
They're delicious.
Such a shame, isn't it?
Favourite flavour? Cheers for asking.
Cherry. Cherry. Yeah. It's the cherry. The cherry looks so good.
Delicious. Here's another good thing. You don't have to wee as much either. When you drink pints of beer,
you're
pissing left, right, and centre.
Is it good for you?
Cocktails.
Huh?
Is it low calories in that? Is it good for you?
Yeah, it's low calories. It's 8 calories a can.
Count as water, so it's hydrating.
Hydrating. I had a headache when I started drinking. Gone by the second one.
Gone by the 12th one.
Dr. Joe. I think what I really need to prescribe is 12 White Claws.
Yeah, sorry.
Got a really bad migraine.
Oh, have you? Okay, that's interesting. Have you tried having
a
12
liter of vodka?
12 beers?
12 beers.
12 alcoholic drinks?
We had a great day. Ethan went to the 12-hour festival for an hour, which was great. I went all day, which was wonderful.
What's more of a waste? You doing 6 days of Sober October or him doing 1 hour of a 12-hour festival?
1 hour of a 12-hour festival.
Yeah, so you're the
went
one
to two venues on one street.
Yeah, but it's because...
What did you do afterwards?
Well, watch the tune where Drew brought us up, and I must say, disaster was... How can I get my catchphrase in here in past tense?
This is smooth.
Disaster was occurring until Joe battered it away.
Joe did?
He did.
I entered the bar and I saw a very animated, clearly off his head guy sat with Ethan and his two mates.
Intimidated them. They were all quiet, weren't they? They were all
didn't
scared.
Want to know him. And to be fair, he was an absolute arsehole.
Who was it?
Came from Kendall with some mates. Off his chops on cocaine, you can tell. In fact, he was very open with it. Yeah. And I came into the bar, I was like, fuck. I went straight to the bar for a drink because I knew I'm going to need one to deal with that guy. And anyway, just over the next 5 minutes, sort of edged him out, blank ignored him, and literally told him to go away.
How did you edge him out?
Get up, mate. I'm sitting in there. And then when he got up out of the booth, I sort of sat on the end, so there's nowhere for him to go. But then, unfortunately, he went to the other side because them two lads didn't know the protocol.
He saw a weakness, didn't he?
Saw a weakness, he exploited it. But eventually, we wore him down and I think he realised he was a Merlin.
Drew's very good at being jolly and assertive, so he's acting like he's being your friend, but he's guiding you away. So the atmosphere's still good, you've not ruined the atmosphere, but I'm telling you to fuck off without telling you to fuck
it's
off.
It's a good trait.
And he kept doing this thing where he was like, I can guess what your name is just by you giving me the first letter. And it was just boring. So boring. Anyway, let's move on. Tom, we've only spoken about you at work. Have you not done anything else this week? Huddersfield, gambling.
Won at gambling. Got a three of a kind on gambling. Blackjack, that was that was good. Getting up at 4 in the morning, that was good.
How's that been?
A bit weird. Bit weird. I go to bed when I get in. So
yeah, well, Dom the other day was at uni.
Oh, you're not back at uni with this fucking poetry course, are you?
Yeah, I'm back at uni. It's 3 years.
He's back at uni. That's how uni works.
I thought that was all just a little joke on the podcast.
No, absolutely not. I'm 100%. I'm 30% serious about the course.
Yeah, he's very committed. But he texts me and about 2 p.m. saying, oh no, it was at 1 p.m. He said, I think I'm going to have to go home. I said, oh, what's up? He went, oh, I've got to get up at 4. And I said, it's 1 p.m. He went, I should be here till 2, but I think I need to get in bed.
No.
So he went home.
You're looking at me again.
I'm looking at your eyes.
Why does everyone look at me like this?
So he went home and got in bed at 2 p.m. to get up at 4 p.m.
Oh,
4 a.m.
Did you
have a 14-hour sleep that day?
No, 10 hours. I've got this pink, like, big squidgy pillow because I used to have this black pillow. Very interesting. And I never washed it, so it started to smell like mould, this black pillow. But it was my comfort pillow that I had against the window. Oh, that's probably why it got mouldy, because I put it against the condensation of the window. Plus, I drool in the middle of the night as well.
Christ.
And they sometimes leak urine.
Imagine being that pillow. Can you imagine a sicker life than that?
Imagine if there was like Toy Story. Imagine the Toy Story sort of world, but the pillows woke up when the thing was gone.
That would be one of those things where it's like the main toys can't even talk to that one. Like that one's just so damaged and weird.
Wait till you see the one he shags.
Every time that pillow comes to life, everyone's like, oh God, fucking hell, there he is. Look, stinky.
Yeah, but it's not the pillow's fault, is it?
It's not the pillow's fault.
You know those Reddit stories? You might not have ever seen those Reddit stories where people started documented like their cum jars and things like that.
Cum jar?
Yeah, and they're also interested in like that's My Little Pony, and then they put the My Little Pony figures into these jars with their cum, and it takes a long period of time, and they like make a record for the annals of history of what goes on in this jar. I was about to say, there's only a few little changes to the trajectory of my life and the options and the choices I've made that would lead me to that, I think.
What happens to the toy?
I think it just sits in there. It steeps in there.
Oh, God. Yeah. Letting out its juices and soaking in what it's
about. Yes, I've got this nice little pillow. It's really? Like pink pillow. And there it is.
What? So that's the worst thing I've ever
What
heard.
Course are you doing right now at uni? Like, what's the module doing? Like?
I wrote something about being Titanic from the viewpoint of the ship.
Can you read that to us?
I was talking about how it wanted to kill itself, and it intentionally committed suicide on the iceberg.
That's a funny way of looking at it, isn't it? Wild if true.
That's you know what, if that is true, that is wild.
How would they find that out? There's a letter, there's a suicide note, but they've not
from the Titanic
in the bottom.
With the two big googly eyes on the front of the Titanic that no one noticed.
Fucking hell. So is that like, was that a story or a poem?
What?
A story.
So how come you're so upbeat at uni, but a little bit more down with us?
What do you mean upbeat?
Why do you save all your happy stories for uni? And then you come here and tell us about...
Oh, very good.
About your cum jar.
There's sarcasm, isn't there?
There's a sarcasm for you there, yes.
I don't have happy stories for university. I don't do anything. And now that I've got this job...
Well, how is the job going? Because you've not actually told us.
I don't know. I kind of numb it out.
You're there. What do you mean you're there every day?
I numb it out.
Has anyone said, oh, it's Tom from the pod yet?
No one said this Tom from the pod. This new boy started today called Kieran.
Is he a boy?
Tweak his name.
And he's Liverpudlian, and he came in, and he was a bit like...
tweak his name, be careful.
A bit like nonchalant, didn't really give a shit about it. And I said, how old are you?
Interesting.
And he said, 20.
What a question.
What a hell of an opener, isn't it?
I have 12 years on him.
20? That's not too 12 young,
years.
Is it?
And I thought I wouldn't have cared, actually, when I was 20 either. You know. And I found out that I've got to that stage where I actually care about, like, standards of job or things.
What do you mean?
Like, I care about, like, restacking the biscuits. I've become the man out of 1984 who gets broken by society. That's what's happened to me, Joe.
You've become employable.
It's ground me down.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing because you care about your job.
Ground me down, Joe. What? Now I'm a cog in the system now.
Shit, that's true.
We're all just cogs.
And so have you started... What is it that you actually do, and what does the boy do?
I make coffees. I don't know what the boy does, but he came along and I said, oh, what are you doing outside of this? And he said, oh, I'm at uni too.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I forgot this is uni. It's fresh as week for them too, isn't it?
Where are you? He said, I'm third year doing film studies at MMU. And I thought, I'm going to hold behind some information about me so he doesn't know that I go to MMU. So I like knowing more about... I'm really ill. I like knowing more about him, and he doesn't know anything about
me. Can I ask, what information did you give away, or what information do you like to give away? Like what we've said.
I told him that I'm 32.
How old are you?
32.
Classic.
Brilliant.
That'll throw him off the scent.
I was thinking what he must think of me, being in this little coffee booth at 32 years old. Have I failed? He probably thinks I've failed at life. Would I agree with him? Yes. Yes, I would.
Little does he know, he's right.
Little does he know, he's absolutely absolutely right.
But I won't let him know he lied to me because I'm withholding that information.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Very good. Very and I good. Thought, as a film student, I could say to him, you know, if you ever need any, like,
what?
Ways into the industry, I know, but then that would come a
I
bit...
I thought you were going to say if you need any actors for any of your films.
Yeah, I thought about saying that, but I can't think of anything sadder than someone go, oh, I'm an actor, I can be whatever you need.
Yeah, it's a bit
Do you have to wear a beard net?
No.
Blimey.
Do you have any regulars?
No.
Irregulars?
No. Do you have any regulars at the coffee shop?
I don't know, it's my first day today.
What? What was last week all about then?
It was training.
Training? How long does it take training to work at a coffee shop?
4 days. Huh? Excuse me, it's very difficult. No demand there.
Is it?
It's actually no. 4 days to get trained up at a coffee shop.
But I do, you know what the good thing about the job is? I get to put in pastries in the morning that they'll love, and I'm like a 1950s housewife with a little penny on and little beads in my hair or whatever.
Terrified
people put
of
in there.
Terrified of your husband.
Yeah, I'll come in and beat you.
And there's a good part of the job where you have to chuck this swill down a drain.
What's the swill?
Just coffee swill, but I like to think I'm like a Victorian, like...
Can I tell you something a bit mad about my pub? That sometimes
your
I do the
pub?
The where I do the
I'm
quizzes
not talking about
on.
Pub.
No, but you're talking about the swill.
You said that like...
Yeah, you did say it as though
I was talking about
a pub. Speaking of pubs, we weren't.
Can we talk about swills
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, go on. Waste they, liquid.
Can I do one big sniff, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I need to get this right, so I'm going to keep the pub anonymous. But I'm sure on
He's
their
told
sort
everyone
of,
it's the Pub Leaders' Pub Quiz Act, which he publishes on social media every week, so it won't be hard to find.
I'm sure that their lager... Do you know, like, where you get the spillage of the lager?
Don't say this.
The where it all congeals.
Yeah.
And then they put that in a bucket and use it to batter their fish the next day.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
Do they?
That's fine.
Beer batter.
Yeah, that's fine, that.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Fine. That makes sense.
I think that's fine, because it's getting fried at, like, what, 130 degrees Celsius
or
200 degrees Celsius. I think that just makes... That's
well, you're having a mixture of Foster's... No, they don't do Foster's. You're having a mixture of San Miguel, their house lager, and another...
And a little nip of dark fruits in there as well, just to give you that berry twist. I quite like that. That feels like a very sort of 1970s thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
You no waste. I like that. That's
no good. Waste at all,
otherwise, you're pouring a fresh pint of lager to batter your cod with.
Who would be your... You know, in Harry Potter... I think the thing I like about Harry Potter is that animal thing that you have.
What? Explain it to me again.
That represents you, or what is it?
So
you have a little animal.
So
that's
Ron
like
has
a
little rat. Harry.
No,
has
no.
It.
I mean the spirit thingy.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
The golden compass.
No,
I know what
you do
mean.
A spirit, and a spirit jumps around you. Expecto Patronus, I think
it represents called. You as a person.
Doesn't one come and save Harry Potter's life at one point on
no,
the ice?
God knows.
What this was the is, question originally?
You've got to go through
what
with your question.
What would your animal be to be you?
So sort of spirit animal type vibe.
Yeah, all I'm talking about is I really want an animal to be with me all the time.
Are you pets? We do
yeah,
that.
You're the pets.
Humans have sorted that.
P-E-T-S.
Do you want a pet?
But I'd want one to be slightly...
well,
damaged, so I wouldn't have to take care of it that much. You know what I mean?
So sort of like a legless dog on a plate?
Yes. I could keep it in a cage, like my granddad's parrot that he's had for 45 years. It's been the same cage.
I think parrots might have the worst life in the world. Do you know why it's so bad?
It's fucking tight.
Because it's tight as fuck. First of all, they should be flying around a rainforest somewhere. They're already taken out of that environment.
Wait, excuse
does
me.
Put in a shed.
Does it let it out now and again of his cage to fly about?
He's demented, my granddad, so he's just shouting at this parrot. This parrot's shouting back at him. They live in some kind of hellish purgatory.
But the real sad thing about parrots is they live... For 80 years.
Yeah, it's been alive a long time.
They don't die.
It's outlasted his monkey. It's outlasted his wife. It's outlasted his sanity, that parrot.
Manatee?
Sanity.
Oh. Okay,
the manatee's his son hasn't got a chance.
That's in the back.
Do you know when you have pet parrots, do you let them out in the house for a little bit?
Well, you can let them outside, but you have to do it kite style, so you tie a little bit of string around them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just let you let them fly around outside, and then
do you
bring
think
them
he's
back
done
in.
That?
He can let it out. He doesn't let it out.
No, oh. He gets some sick, twisted pleasure out of it. Speaking of sick, twisted pleasure, is this weird, something I do? Do you know... sometimes when you do you on the toilet, you've got the sort of omni-flush where there's the smaller sort of crescent and the larger crescent to represent the amount of water that's being used for your ones and twos. We all know about this system, yeah? Do you ever Of course, we all do it, where sometimes you'll do a wee, but you'll treat yourself to the big flush.
Yeah.
What about the other way around? Do you ever make the toilet choke down one of your turds by only using the small flush? And is that a form of cruelty?
Because there's an art to it.
Because sometimes I'll do a big poo, but then only use the small flush and see if she can get it down still.
I think I can press the flush in a certain way, which is better than if you just... So I don't think... What I'm trying to say here...
Come on.
Anyone could just press the flush.
Anyone can do that.
But the way I think I press it...
They're designed as such, aren't they?
But the way I do, I think it offers it a little bit more power.
What are you doing?
Like a little flurry.
Really?
Strong finger down, quick release.
So how is that a benefit? I like a two-finger and hold.
Oh, yes.
If it's a really thick
board. God, you do a two.
What do you do, Ethan?
I didn't realise. I guess it makes sense why there's two buttons. I just pressed them both at the same time. I just thought it was a device.
Excuse me. What do you mean it makes... Did you not know what the two buttons represented?
Well, it makes sense. I just never thought about it. I always just pressed it. I always thought it was like one is an emergency one if the other one stopped working.
No, you
so
didn't.
I've always just pressed them both at the same time.
Wow. Did you know that? You knew that, didn't you?
He's different. A clever boy.
But he has some blind spots.
Oh, yes, I do, yes.
Any,
I found out what this job I found out that I knew already, but I can't do practical things. Well, very simple tasks I can't do at all.
For example,
putting a sandwich in a bag, I can't do. I find it near impossible.
What's the struggle here?
I think it's just because it's so simple. My brain can't figure out that it's that simple. There must be some complexity to it.
So
I flounder, and then they know that I'm floundering, and then I think I know that they know I'm floundering, so I flounder even more. And like that, and all I can hear is like brown paper bag rustling in the back.
Does the filling differ? Does it help you if it's more of a smaller filling, like a salmon?
Salmon panini.
Like not.
What, a full fish?
No, like a fucking smoked salmon, like, instead of like a chunky.
Do that kind of like cool Mancunian, like, nah, mate, like, I'm just talking about, you
what
know, when you've got the
you
fucking,
about?
Fucking fish on so that sandwich is easy.
All right, I'll be done. I can't put sandwiches in bags.
You can put sandwiches in bags, Dom. I know you can. I'm sure you can.
I don't
we'll
think you've
there.
Seen me put a sandwich in a bag.
Yeah, we used to work at a place where we put sandwiches in bags.
Yeah, but I think you're misremembering. I think you blanked that out.
So you never bagged a sandwich when we worked together?
Bag him. No, I think it's very, very difficult because the cheese is melting everywhere.
I'm starving.
That's why you need to only bag some salmon sandwiches.
Bag it down.
Should we go get
bag
some
it.
Food?
Yes, right, Dom. Any line to say goodbye?
Oh.
Do you have a poem?
Oh, it's been that quick already. I was thinking about fool me once, shame on you.
Mm.
Fool me twice. You really shouldn't be doing that.
No, you shouldn't. At that point, it's just nasty, isn't it? And yeah. Have you ever considered that maybe you're a nasty person?
Fool me once, why are you doing that? Fool me twice, that's just not very good. I think you need to go and sort that out.
Yeah, you need to sort that out.
Fool me, how would you be fooled? You fooled me. What would you say that sort of like...
Yeah, what is an example of a fooling?
What's an example of a fooling?
All right, something like... let's say you're the dragon from earlier.
Right.
You're sat on your big pile of gold.
Yeah.
And I go, hey up, draggers.
Hello.
Colloquial shortening of the name, make you think we're friends.
Draggers?
Hey up, draggers. I've noticed a absolutely stupendously large pile of gold, even bigger than this one.
Yes.
Just over the crest of that hill there.
Well, that sounds very lovely. I might go and have a look at that.
Nip and get that, and I'll keep an eye on this.
Well, I do have wings.
You do have wings, so you could just pop there and back.
I'll have a look. Okay, thank you.
I'll keep an eye on this.
Well, that's very kind of you.
You fly off.
What do I do?
BRB.
Nosh. I'm noshing all your gold into a bag. You come back fooled. There was no gold over the crest of the hill.
Well, fuck me, I've been fooled.
Exactly, there you go. It's a classic fooling. And you're just there, probably. You're, I don't know.
Getting noshed off.
So when he just says shame on you, is that all he's offering? Oh, you've got me again. You fuck off. Is that it? You're not gonna like get him back or anything?
No, the actual quote is fool me twice, shame on me.
No, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, isn't it?
No, it's fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah,
fool me twice, shame on me.
Oh yeah, that's it. Fool me three times.
Shame on ye.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Celebrity Joe's podcast on this lovely Friday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Fool me five times.
Shame on we.
Lovely. Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Bye. Oh, yes.
Don't wave.
I was clapping then.
Back to Dom so you can wave. Oh my god. Right. It's like it's rubbing a magic ball then, wouldn't it? Oh, I need a wee like you won't believe.
You're like a department store Santa being taken off in the back of a police van, don't you?
Oh, I need a wee.
Bye, kids. Goodbye.